This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. A state Senate Ethics Committee has concluded that Democratic Senator Faith Winter violated ethics rules during a public meeting in North Glen in April. Winter has apologized for appearing intoxicated at the event and went into addiction treatment shortly afterward. However, on a 4-1 vote, the committee said she failed to uphold the integrity and conduct expected of a senator. The committee requested that the Senate president admonish Winter and urge her to continue seeking help. They also encouraged her to address the full Senate about her behavior. The committee declined to pursue more serious punishments, such as a reprimand or a censure or expulsion vote. Colorado's medical marijuana market is shrinking fast. The number of registered patients has dropped 28% in less than 3 years. Medical patients must get a doctor's recommendation, pay a small fee, and fill out a state form. Mason Tavert, a spokesperson for the marijuana trade group Colorado Leads, says that doesn't make much sense for most customers.
As cannabis has become more accessible and available to adults who are looking to use it for a medical or non-medical purpose, they're less likely to go through the process of seeking what's essentially a permission slip from the state of Colorado.
Medical customers bought about $15 million worth of marijuana in April. That's less than half the sales of 3 years ago. And this is CPR News and KRCC. In Denver and the Springs, mostly clear skies tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid 80s to lower 90s. In Vail, overnight lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunny in the upper 70s.